The U.S. ups the ante. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden announcing a new penalty for Russian aggression in Ukraine. Fox's Jared Halpern is live on Capitol Hill.
A day after Germany suspended certification of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, President Biden imposed sanctions on the corporate officers of the energy project. Part of what the White House says is a coordinated response with allies. President Biden says the latest sanctions are another piece of the initial tranche in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and further steps will be taken if Russia continues to escalate. Yesterday, the president ordered sanctions on Russian financial institutions, as well as oligarchs and their families. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. The EU announcing a new round of sanctions today as well. Many Americans don't support much U.S. involvement in the conflict. In a new AP Nork Center poll, just over one quarter surveyed say the U.S. should have a major role. More than half support a minor role. 20% say no role at all, even though the poll also finds 53% extremely or very concerned that Russia's influence around the world poses a threat to the U.S. That's up from 45% last August. It's been nearly 2 years since the botched police raid that killed Breonna Taylor in Kentucky. Her neighbor on the witness stand today for the trial of the only officer charged, accused of endangering neighbors.
One or two more inches and I would have been shot. Which kind of upsets me because I think about it all the time and I'm like, my son would have never even got to meet me. I would have never even got to meet my son.
Cody Etherington also describing gunfire coming through the wall. Former officer Brett Hankison is charged with wanton endangerment. The defense says the scene was chaotic and he was doing his job. Day one of jury deliberations in Minnesota for three former officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights in a federal case. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.com.
The sentence for a child molester in California continues to make waves after Hannah Tubbs was heard laughing about it in leaked jailhouse tapes. She got a 2-year sentence for assaulting a 10-year-old girl in 2014 and does not have to register as a sex offender.
Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon admits he got it wrong when he moved the child molestation case from adult to juvenile court, but he still insists he didn't know about the contents of the Tubbs tapes until Fox News told him last week. But the deputy DA who was prosecuting the case and was suddenly removed from it, telling us the claim about Gascon's executive team not knowing about the tapes simply isn't true. That prosecutor removed from the case says Tubbs could be out within months and living next door to any of us.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Opponents have already been raising money for an effort to recall Gascon from office because of his crime policies. A former DHS official says he's a victim of Havana syndrome.
The former Department of Homeland Security Chief of Staff, Miles Taylor, says he's among the hundreds of U.S. security officials who say they were hit with these mysterious symptoms. U.S. and Canadian government personnel started reporting these attacks in Havana in 2016. There have since been hundreds of accounts across the world. In January, the CIA released a report claiming it was unlikely a foreign adversary is behind the bulk of these attacks. Another report from the directors of National Intelligence and CIA acknowledged the signs and symptoms are genuine and compelling in a subset of cases.
Fox's Rich Edson. An investigation continues. An hour to the close on Wall Street, a sell-off. The Dow's down more than 400 points. The S&P more than 1%. The NASDAQ tumbling more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.